Nobody's ever seen a bad baby. We're all born good. So just how do the baddies become so bad? It didn't just happen with the wave of a wand. Or did it? Well, maybe. To find out, let's take a look at what these little angels were like as children before they went bad. Little Gothel. We're open! You're our first client of the day. It was 8 o'clock, and the hair salon, Detangled, had opened its doors. It was the best known, most celebrated salon in all the realm. It was just a tiny shop with a simple white storefront. But outside, a long line of customers snaked along the street. Every day, as soon as it opened, princesses from far and wide waited to get their hair done in the expert hands of hairdresser Marianne Gothel, the owner of Detangled. Clients were anxious to sit in her chair.
Good morning, Mrs. Gothel. I'm simply thrilled that you're doing my hair.
The pleasure is mine, Mrs. Latour. Please come in. Rose, take the lady's coat, would you? Luckily for Mrs. Gothel, everyone in the family contributed to running the business. First and foremost was Raymond, her husband, who spent his days shampooing without complaint. Then there were their three daughters. 6-year-old triplets, cheeky little Susie, would sweep up between clients. Mischievous Mary took care of the towels. While Rose, the shyest of the girls, who always kept her head down, would look after the ladies' coats.
Hello, ma'am. May I take your coat? Rose asked quietly.
Oh, thank you, Marie. This is Marie, right? Or is it Susie? Oh, no, this is my Rose, their mother corrected. Oh, but of course, I couldn't see her face. The three of them were like peas in a pod, except that along with her brunette curls, Rose had a huge wart on her nose, which she was very self-conscious about. Make sure to never mention it. She hates it. Yes, Rose had a big wart on the side of her nose, which did mean that she was quite distinctive. Her and her wart and the thick black hair that grew out of it. Even when her sisters called her,
Warty, take the lady's coat. Come on, Warty.
Rose never responded, instead taking the coat to the back of the salon in silence. Thank you, my dear Rose. Oh, the three of them are simply precious. Just like their mother, fawns the client. Why, thank you. If you would take a seat by the basins, my husband will shampoo you, and then I can get started. Raymond, shampoo! Clients came from all corners of the kingdom to have their hair styled at Detangled. There was never a quiet moment, and with good reason. After the wash, the cut, and the wonderful styling, Marianne would add her little personal touch that made all the difference.
Close your eyes, ma'am, while I apply a little spray.
Oh, the spray, sighed the client, content. And after 4 little sprays, no more, no less, Marianne whispered,
You can open your eyes.
At this point, they would all say the same thing.
Oh my! I look even younger than last time.
Younger and even more beautiful, the hairdresser would reply. And every single client left with the broadest of smiles on her lips.
Have a beautiful day!
They were all positively enchanted. Nobody knew how, but each client that left the salon looked 10 years younger than when she arrived. The effect lasted 4 weeks until one morning, they found that their radiance had worn off, and they needed to return to Marianne Gothel's chair. But just what was her secret?
Well, it was Raymond, working quietly at the back, who held the key. Once he had finished shampooing and Marianne had closed the shutters and taken her girls to their apartment upstairs, Raymond opened the door at the back of the salon and entered his secret garden, his private little sanctuary where no one else was allowed. And then, everything was right with the world again, because Raymond, you see, didn't really enjoy shampooing. He was only truly happy in his little garden, hidden from view. It was a tiny walled garden with a lawn dotted with a multitude of flowers in purple, white, and blue. But right there in the center was his apple tree. It was no ordinary apple tree. This apple tree grew apples of pure white, dusted with glittering gold. Every day, Raymond gently collected precisely 4 purple flowers from his garden. Always 4. And then he carefully selected and picked a shimmering apple. He then went into his little shed, turned on his juicer, and dropped his flowers and apple inside. In just a few seconds, he heard the gentle burbling sound of a smooth apple and flower mixture, a sparkling juice of a brilliant blue pouring into the cup beneath. And Raymond was content. Except that today, Rose decided to come out of her hiding place.
"What are you doing, Papa?" she asked.
Her father jumped. No one was allowed in his secret garden. But Rose was his favorite.
"What are you doing here? Why aren't you upstairs with your sisters?"
"I often hide here and watch you working in your garden," she replied. "What flowers are these?"
"These little flowers are called rampions," her father explained.
"Rampions?" the little girl asked, confused.
"Yes, but everyone around here calls them Rapunzels. They are little Rapunzel flowers."
"Oh, they're beautiful," little Rose responded. "But why do you juice them with your apples?"
"Because this mixture is what I put in Mama's spray. That's what makes our clients look so beautiful and so young."
"Is that why they're always so happy when they leave?" the young girl asked shyly. "All it takes is 4 little sprays?"
"Exactly. Just 4 sprays. No more. That way, the effect lasts only a few weeks."
"So why don't you give them some more?" Rose wondered.
"Because, my dear girl, we want them to come back. But all this is a secret. Promise me you won't tell a soul, especially not your sisters."
"I promise." "But," Rose continued thinking, "if I put some of the magic spray on my horrible wart, won't it disappear? Like when I was a baby?"
I'm sorry, love, but that's not how it..." He hadn't reached the end of his sentence when his wife called out from the door.
"Dinner's ready!"
Raymond made Rose swear to never breathe a word of this. And they went inside to eat. The next morning, like every morning, Marianne Gothel invited her first client into the salon, and the day started as normal. That morning, however, instead of standing ready to hang the first coat up, Rose opened the door to the secret garden, made a beeline for the shed, dipped her finger into the remains of the previous day's juice, and rubbed it into her wart. When she came back into the salon, Rose felt different. Marie was the first to notice.
"Rose, show me your face.
What have you done to your wart, warty? It looks like it's vanished."
"Hey, you're not ugly anymore,"
her other sister added. That was strange. It just was not there anymore. Rose finally looked up and smiled over at her sisters.
"I haven't done a thing," she proclaimed proudly. "It went away all by itself, like magic."
"Yes, like magic." In the days that followed, Rose was showered with compliments. Nobody suspected a thing.
and everyone thought it was miraculous. Her sisters couldn't call her Wardy anymore, and Rose was so glad. But a few weeks later, her nose started to tingle, then developed into a full itch. Her nose became redder, bigger, bulgier. That very same day, a long black hair sprouted, followed by another, to the point where her nose resembled a red blob covered in hairs. Rose ran to her bed and hid under the covers. When the family woke up the next morning, her sisters screamed in terror when they saw her. Mortified, little Rose ran down the stairs, unhooked her father's keys, and crept back into the garden. As there was no juice left this time, she ripped out two large handfuls of the purple flowers, picked a white apple, and crammed everything into the juicer. The precious juice started flowing, and Rose downed the whole thing in one big gulp. She waited, looking at her reflection in the shed window, and Rose immediately saw her skin become smooth and flawless. Her father hurried into the shed and knew straight away that his favorite daughter had done something oh so silly.
Oh, Rose, don't tell me that you
drank the juice from, did you?
Yes, Papa, I had to.
How much did you drink?
I'm not really sure. All of it?
Spit it out, no! But it was too late.
Magic can be full of surprises sometimes. Rose had turned back into a happy little baby. But no sooner had that happened when she started aging fast. Suddenly, she was 10, then 15, then 20, then 40.
What's happening to me?
A first gray hair started to grow. A first wrinkle developed. And more followed. In no time at all, Rose had turned into an old woman.
But I'm only six. I'm only six. I'm only six.
Rose Gothel lived for a very long time as an old woman, a grandmother-like figure that everyone called Mother Gothel. She spent many years searching for a miracle cure to become young again. Until the day she discovered a magical flower with golden petals and came across a little princess called Rapunzel. But that's a story for another day.